Straight Shooter with Stephen A.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to this special segment of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Got my show coming on Wednesday night, Sirius XM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124, where I'm primarily talking about politics, social commentary, etc. But obviously, I like to touch on pop culture issues when they present themselves. At least, you know, I'm no aficionado on pop culture, but I do follow some things. And certainly, I had to follow Kanye West because obviously, for those of you who don't know, he took out a full page ad in the Wall Street Journal recently. Actually, it was on Monday. And he did it in Monday's issue to issue a formal apology for the disturbing behavior that has made him a pariah in recent years. This is according to an article on Variety.com. Reading specifically from that, it says the hip-hop titan said that he has been getting treatment for a brain condition after last year's suffering a, quote, four-month-long manic episode of psychotic, paranoid, and impulsive behavior that has destroyed my life. Writing about his manic state in 2025 and noting that he hit rock bottom a few months ago, he said, as the situation became increasingly unsustainable, there were times I didn't want to be here anymore. Needless to say, he had to address the issue, his history of anti-Semitic rants, pro-Hitler declarations, and embrace of the swastika in the statement. He blamed that on hate. He blamed hate speech on him having lost touch with reality, he said. He also wrote, I regret and am deeply mortified by my actions in that state. So he had a lot to say. This is Kanye West, who essentially has reportedly lost approximately $500 million, if not more. And a lot of people are very, very suspect about this apology. Let me read you his apology in its entirety. A portion of it, I'm sorry. He says here in the Wall Street Journal, bipolar disorder comes with its own defense system, denial. When you're manic, you don't think you're sick. You think everyone else is overreacting. You feel like you're seeing the world more clearly than ever, when in reality, you're losing your grip entirely. I lost touch with reality. Things got worse the longer I ignored the problem. I said and did things I deeply regret. Some of the people I loved the most, I treated the worst. You endured fear, confusion, humiliation, and the exhaustion of trying to have someone who was, at times, unrecognizable. Looking back, I became detached from my true self. In that fractured state, I gravitated toward the most destructive symbol I could find, the swastika, and even sold T-shirts bearing it. One of the difficult aspects of having bipolar type 1 are the disconnected moments, many of which I still cannot recall, that led to poor judgment and reckless behavior that oftentimes feels like an out-of-body experience. I regret and am deeply mortified by my actions in that state and am committed to accountability, treatment, and meaningful change. It does not excuse what I did, though. I'm not a Nazi or an anti-Semite. I love Jewish people. To the Black community, which held me down through all of the highs and lows and the darkest of times, the Black community is unquestionably the foundation of who I am. I am so sorry to have let you down. I love us. As I find my new baseline and new center through an effective regime of medication, therapy, exercise, and clean living, I have newfound much-needed clarity. I am pouring my energy into positive, meaningful art, music, clothing, design, and other new ideas to help the world. I'm not asking for sympathy or a free pass, though I aspire to earn your forgiveness. I write today simply to ask for your patience and understanding as I find my way home. With love. Yay. That was Kanye West. That is what he said. Needless to say, there's a lot of people that feels he's full of shit. They don't believe him one second. There's a lot of people that don't want anything to do with him. They think he's got more than a screw loose. And especially if you're a member of the Jewish community, and you remember him talking about the swastika and putting it on T-shirts and selling him, as he articulated in his apology. That's for them to decide what their level of forgiveness is. I will tell you this, as black people, why not forgive him? Why not take him at his word? Why not deduce that he was honest and forthcoming and straightforward and telling you he's got problems? We all knew it. But for him to finally admit it is definitely a step forward. And all of us deserve grace. I, for one, can tell you I'm not here to deny it to him. You ask the questions. You want to hear his answers. Sometimes you may not understand his logic. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But to engage in condemnation that's permanent. It's one thing to condemn somebody for doing what they did in the midst of them doing it. It's another thing to continue that condemnation, even after a heartfelt apology is verbalized or exercised in a written statement. He recently did an interview with Vanity Fair. I guess this was a couple of days ago. I'm not sure when it was. But in the interview with Vanity Fair, the question, a very poignant question, I might add, that needed to be asked was asked. And I think it's important that we all hear the question and hear his answer. What did he say? Some will say that regardless of the truth and tragedy of your diagnosis, this apology is a PR move so that you can release music and operate your business in the ways that you used to without the stigma of people thinking you're anti-Semitic. What would you say to them? Ye's answer, quote, "It's my understanding that I was in the top 10 most listened to artists overall in the U.S. on Spotify in 2025 and last week and most days as well. My upcoming album, Bully, is currently one of the most anticipated pre-saves of any album on Spotify, too. My 2007 album, Graduation, was also the most listened to and streamed hip-hop album of 2025. This, for me, as evidenced by the letter, isn't about reviving my commerciality. This is because these remorseful feelings were so heavy on my heart and weighing on my spirit. I owe a huge apology once again for everything that I said that hurt the Jewish and black communities in particular. All of it went too far. I look at the wreckage of my episode and realize that this isn't who I am. As a public figure, so many people follow and listen to my every word. It's important that they realize and understand what side of history that I want to stand on, and that is one of love and positivity." I believe him. The apology itself, I don't believe he wrote it. I believe somebody wrote that for him. But it doesn't make it any less sincere. And you saw his apology that he verbalized to Vanity Fair. I definitely believe that. He has children. He has children with Kim Kardashian. I believe one of his children, Northwest, he is working with her, you know, with his kid, obviously to create some more music. And any parent that loves their child doesn't want the heavy hand of cynical public opinion and skepticism to come weighing down upon their children. They can take it themselves. I have no doubt Kanye could take it himself. The brother was worth over $1.5 billion. And according to numerous reports, once the sponsors and endorsement deals went away, that reduced it by about $500 million. If not more. Chances are it's safe to say that the brother's still worth over $500 million. I think he's going to be fine. And I don't think that he needed a new album or people to support his new album or anything like that in order for him to survive and live the affluent life he has earned. But there's something to be said that when you're doing something and you know that it hurts your children, how that can make you course correct, make you rethink things, and make you decide that, you know, you might need to move in a different direction. And I get where Kanye is coming from, and I think we all should as parents. All of us should think about that. All of us should take that into consideration. You, me, and everybody in between. And if Kanye West is indeed sincere in what he's doing, we most certainly should take that into consideration and move forward. And I wouldn't say support the brother to the point where you're oblivious to the things that he did in the past. But if he's acknowledging that he was wrong to do it, monitor his actions and see if there's any repeat behavior in the future. And if there isn't, we move forward. I think that's the way to go. When we think about some of the things that Kanye West has been through, Let's talk about some key consequences. Loss of net worth dropped from billionaire to roughly 400 to 500 million. That's a loss of nearly $1 billion, they're saying. Industry blacklisting, major brands, Adidas, Gap, Balenciaga, CAA, all ceased to do business with him and his standing in the fashion and music industries. In early 2022, rising erratic behavior. March 18th of that year, he's disinvited from performing at the Grammy Awards due to erratic public behavior. He's suspended thereafter from Instagram for 24 hours for using a racial slur against Trevor Noah. The next month, in April of 2022, withdraws from his headlining spot at Coachella in 2022 without explanation. In the fall, October of that year, at Paris Fashion Week, he wears a White Lives Matter shirt, which is widely condemned as a white supremacist phrase. That was October 3rd. October 7th to 8th, following criticism, he posts anti-Semitic remarks on Instagram and Twitter, including threatening to go Death Con 3 on Jewish people. October 11th of that year, during an interview with Tucker Carlson, he continues to make anti-Semitic claims. 10 days later, October 21st, Balenciaga cuts ties with him. Vogue also announces it will no longer work with him. October 25th, 4 days later, after that, Adidas terminates its partnership with Ye, ending the Yeezy brand and causing his net worth to drop from billionaire status, estimated loss of about $1.5 billion. The next day, Gap, CAA, and MRC production studio sever ties with him. And October 27th, 2 days after that, is removed from Skechers headquarters after turning up uninvited. I mean, all of that in a 3 week span. Continues his extremism the next month, Thanksgiving, November 25th, or close to Thanksgiving of 2022, announces his 2024 presidential campaign shortly after dining with white nationalist Nick Fuentes at Mar-a-Lago. December 1st, Twitter suspends his account again for incitement of violence after he posts an image of a swastika combined with the Star of David. Same day, appeared on Alex Jones' InfoWars, stating, quote, "I like Hitler," praising Nazis and denying the Holocaust. The next year, 23 and 2024, reports emerge of his shoe collectors panic selling and the brand's value plummeting. July of 2023, Elon Musk restores his Twitter account. December of that year, he posts an apology in Hebrew to the Jewish community on Instagram. February of 2024, releases the album Vultures One with Ty Dolla $ign, which reaches number one on the Billboard Top 100, showing a partial recovery in music, though he remains a pariah in the fashion industry. And then in February of 2025, engaged in a new social media rant where he reaffirmed anti-Semitic views and praised Hitler again, later retracting it as a social experiment before redoubling down. And then, of course, this month, published an apology to the Wall Street Journal, attributing his past actions to struggle with bipolar disorder. Here's the part about bipolar disorder, because I know a few people that have it. You tend to repeat the mistakes without medication. Medication is incredibly, incredibly important. Because without it, you can lose your bearings a little bit. So some are going to ask, are we going to see the same from Kanye West moving forward? And if we do, is he going to say he didn't take his medication, assuming he's on it? We don't know. But what I will say is that a sincere apology matters. Operative word being sincere. A sincere apology always matters. It's significant. It's important. Because a willingness to apologize and to acknowledge one is wrong is a major step forward, moving forward. Because it means you recognize when you mess up. You recognize when it's on you. And what I appreciate about this apology from Kanye West is that he's reminding you he doesn't need the money. He's been pretty successful, even during these troubling times, because his music is still making money for him. Clearly, whether it's the Jewish community, the black community, Someone else he's thinking about are his children. And I don't give a damn who you are. I mean, the most stubborn people on the planet Earth will find themselves engaging in a level of contrition they didn't even know existed inside themselves when it comes to their loved ones, especially innocent children who depend on them. My personal belief is that this is at the heart of why Kanye West issued this apology. It wasn't about himself. It was about making life better for loved ones around him, including Kim Kardashian and her children. And all I could do is applaud that, because that's him thinking about somebody other than himself. And anytime you do that, that is always a huge plus. I hope he means it. And I hope a lot of people give him the benefit of the doubt. It doesn't mean you have to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear to everything. It doesn't mean you have to engage in amnesia and forget everything. But it does mean you can give him an opportunity to see how sincere he truly is. Because it ain't just for his sake. It's for his loved ones as well. That's it for this special edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly. Remember, I'll holler at y'all Wednesday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, over the airwaves of SiriusXM, POTUS Radio, Channel 124. See you there, ladies and gentlemen. Peace and love.